Me and Bertie.
Uh-huh.
Me and my husband.
And you say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants
both of us.
And if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there, and you know they recognize your voice, you'd say, it's
me.
Okay. And if it's the man,
it's me.
Or if it was a man at the door, you'd say it's... If I asked you, was that Jim? You'd say, yeah, that was...
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. And if it's a woman, you say that...
Her.
And it's two people.
Them.
Okay. And you say, talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as...
As I am.
Or, I'm not as tall.
He is.
And he can do that better than...
I can.
And if someone had been... Had been running for 2 miles and... If someone had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is...
A long way? Or?
Is what he could go. 2 miles is...
Is as far as he could go?
But would you say it's the farthest he could go or all the farther he could go?
Well, I would probably say it's the furthest he could go.
Okay.
And
if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
Mine.
Or I might say that's this isn't mine, this is...
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
Ours.
And if it belongs to them...
Theirs.
And to him...
His.
And to her...
Hers.
Do you ever hear people say yours? Or,
yeah.
Is that very common around here?
No, not as much as the, them and, her and he. I mean, not, you know, that's a mistake. It's not made a lot more than your and for yours.
That's people
like
with
them at the door. It's them, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a more, you hear that more than anything else as far as, like, your and for you. And
people would laugh and
your and, whereas they wouldn't really know the mistake is that's them.
Say if there's a group of people at your house and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope come back again.
I hope you'll come back again. You'll come back.
Would you say
y'all? Yeah, I'll say y'all. Y'all
say,
come back.
Y'all, do you say y'all to just one person ever?
I don't think so, but I could and wouldn't worry about it or wouldn't think, you know. But it's not, it would be just an expression. I would be doing it on purpose to say, well, y'all come back. And I would be including other people that they would come, but it's not something I use a lot, but it is used.
Say if there was a group of people and you were asking them about their coats, you'd say, well, where are
your coats?
Would you ever say y'all's coats?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Where are y'all's coats?
Uh-huh.
Exactly like that.
And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone, you'd say, well, was at the party? You'd ask
who was at the party?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, who was there?
Who all was there?
Yeah, who all was there? Yeah, a lot. Who all was there?
And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about the children, aren't they? You'd say.
How many kids?
Or you want to know...
Which?
You know, who they belong to. You'd say, well, children, are they?
Whose?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, whose kids are they?
Would you ever say who all's kids are they?
Not as much as, like, who all was there.
It sounds funny to say.
Odder than, more odd than, who all was there, yeah. Who all's kids, yeah. I have said that, but it's...